Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So, excuse me. We're here tonight to talk about a brand new film from Shudder, and we'll get right into it. Our film tonight is directed by Chris Smith, and it is called The Banishing. And in this one, a young reverend and his wife and daughter move into a manor with a horrifying secret when a vengeful spirit haunts the little girl and threatens to tear the family apart. The reverend and his wife are forced to confront their beliefs. They must turn to black magic by seeking the help of a famous occultist or risk losing their daughter. From Triangle and Black Death director Chris Smith comes a terrifying look at the most haunted house in England. All right, so just got done watching this one not too long ago, and I was very excited to see Sean Harris, who plays the occultist Harry Reid, in this. He's popped up in a lot of different things recently and is always a really compelling and creepy actor. Actually, I think he's one of the recurring villains in the recent Mission Impossible movies. So he was very good in this. The acting in general is very good. The problem with this one, it's just haunted house cliche after haunted house cliche. Just all the same tropes you see in these movies. It's well made. The actors keep you into the story enough, but I don't know. This one, I just got major deja vu as I was watching it. And if it weren't probably for Sean Harris in the Harry Reid role, I don't know. And if, of course, the fact that I'm reviewing it, this would be one I would probably have not turned off, but not paid that close attention to after a while. There's just so many better movies you can watch. And it commits the biggest sin. It's not boring, per se, but it's not scary. It's not scary. I never felt that.
I was only arguing the not boring part.
Yeah, no, I figured, I didn't expect this one to get glowing reviews. But I don't know, maybe it will. Kruger, what did you? Oh, God.
I was just going to say, I was worried everyone was going to love it, and I was going to be the one who didn't. So there's the spoiler. I was not a fan of this one.
What did you think, Kruger?
I thought, like you already said, it's pretty, like, very well acted. And if there's anything that sticks out about this movie, I think it would be the performances. And, like, I think you, like, the characters aren't terrible. Like, you do feel for the wife and, like, her character. But this was, like, different from your typical haunted house flick because the script's very much focusing, like, on the horrors of being a woman in 1930s time period, too. And just anything that we did get with the haunted house stuff was just all way too familiar. We've seen it done 1,000 times before, you know, nothing too compelling. And I think the pacing made the movie like drag a little bit. Like we do get some stuff at the beginning, but then it takes until like maybe the last 35 minutes for stuff to really start kicking up. And just nothing that we got did anything for me. I felt like the ending was also just extremely anticlimactic and just, you know, it wasn't worth the journey to get there. I think maybe there'll be a niche audience for this sort of horror movie, but I'm definitely not one of them. I didn't hate it, but I did feel like my time definitely would have been spent better watching something else.
I wish they elaborated more on the cult and some of the villains too. Like I just felt like if every time it felt like, oh, it's going to start to get really good now, it just never does. But what did you think, Bugs?
You nailed it on the head right there. I had the same feeling. I'm like, oh, we're about to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of falls flat because it's not a bad movie. Like I do think it's worth watching, but there are definitely better movies out there and you've seen most of this shit before. Mind you, the outfits of the cult people, I dig them, but like, that's just shit I like in general. The ending was flat as fuck. I'm like, this is it. Like, you had me. There was a moment there. I'm like, this could be awesome, and they chose to puss out. So whatever. But yeah, it's on Shudder, so if you're already paying for that service, I say check it out.
Better options on Shudder. But what did you think, Todd? Anything
to add? I wish I would have watched Slacks instead.
I still gotta watch that. I haven't seen that yet.
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, so, but I kind of, at least I know it's going to be dumb. I was worried I was going to be like, everyone else is going to like, I had a hard time just like focusing. I was like, nothing new to the table. So I would have rather been watching anything else.
Looked good though. Like everything was pretty and like they did a good job that way. It's just the storytelling and the, like Kruger said, the pacing. Yeah. You gotta fucking keep us on our toes here, and you're just not doing it.
I thought it started strong too. Like, you know, the opening definitely had got my attention real fast, but then like I said, not until like the last 35 minutes is anything like worthwhile happen. Like there's a particular scene where like the wife's hallucinating and her husband just finding her there like on the floor, and like I felt like it was intended to be creepy and it wasn't like whatsoever.
Yeah,
I agree. There was a lot of interesting emotional things going on with the family. It's not to spoil anything, but as you watch it, and it just considering how good the acting was, I should have cared a lot more. It wouldn't have taken much. It really wouldn't have taken much if this had just even closed a little bit stronger, and it doesn't.
Yeah, I think it's just a script. Like, I think the script is like the biggest issue, because like everybody said, it looked good, it was well acted, but man, it like I could, like you said, I couldn't care less about most of these people.
There were three writers too, which is weird. I almost wonder if there was some issues going on with this one.
That's what made it to the screen. There's probably a bunch more.
Yeah, because technically there is a lot going on here. Mm-hmm. You know, there's more. Yeah, I think that's the problem. Thin. Like, yeah, maybe I don't know. Maybe some things got on the cutting room floor. I mean, it makes sense. I'm not going to say it doesn't make sense. It's just, I don't know. This was a misfire.
A cult and dead children. I should be all about this.
No, the cult, too, really held my interest in what they might do with the Harry Reid character, which, again, Sean Harris is amazing. The actor that played Bishop Malachi, it was also fantastic, but just... Nah, didn't hit.
Yeah, and that twist at the end too. I was just like, okay, that was it. Like, seriously,
they kind of hinted at it anyways, yeah. Though too. Yeah. So I don't even know if that was like that gut, you know, that big punch at the end. So.
I think it was intended to be, honestly, but it just did not work. But why don't we rate this bitch?
Absolutely. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5. Look, this is going to be passable for some people. I'm a 2. I can't really go any higher than that. What say you, Kruger?
I'm a 2 out of 5 as well. But yeah, even if it had maybe just like a little bit of gore or something, I could have went higher, but just not worth anything past the 2. Pugs, what about you?
Oh, I'm a 2 as well. This is shocking. Right on.
Wow, I don't know what we're going to call this. But I'm a 2 also, so I don't know.
It's a shit.
There you go.
Below average.
Yeah.
Drop the deuce.
Absolutely. So, guys, we're sorry we didn't have a special treat for you tonight.
Before we do anything else, do you think it would end up on anybody's top 10, even with like film snobs?
There's no fucking way in hell.
Even if like a.
It might end up on a top 20 of your favorite Shudder movies.
No, I
didn't mean you, but 50. Someone. I'm with you on that.
I have a person in mind I want to get their opinion on, a female, because I think that might be
different. That's one thing too. I think maybe some women out there will be able to resonate with, you know, the wife's character, and like I said, it does very much. You know, cover the fact, you know, how women were treated in the 1930s. So I think that's going to hit home for maybe some more of the female audience. But still, even at that, like, that's the only good thing about this movie, in my opinion, other than like it from a technical and acting standpoint.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, though, the thing about that, I don't know if this is a case where women are going to like it more. I mean, obviously, we're four dudes here, but I think there's better examples and period piece haunting flicks, too, that are much better. I mean, again, this may be passable. I doubt this. I'm curious to see. I would be surprised if this is on any top 10 lists.
Yeah, if anybody out there really enjoys it, I would love to hear why in the comment section.
Like, can I reach out?
Yes, always, always do that, even if you disagree.
Todd, you were about to say something?
Yes. I don't know if I'm going to step on Dan's feet with some of the stuff, but I know we're going to promote, well, later tonight, we're going to have a review of Jacob's Wife. I know that one's been highly anticipated, so that'll be coming up later today. So
stay tuned for that.
And also, this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern are the Chainsaw Awards, the Fangoria Chainsaw Awards on Shudder. So we're going to be doing a watch along with that. So we'll be on a little bit before. So 15 minutes before, I'm thinking. And then you can watch along with us, and we'll give you our thoughts on why they gave it to the wrong person.
Yeah, right.
That should be fun. Yeah. So come join us.
Dan, what did I forget?
Oh, nothing at all. Listen to our Vinegar Syndrome show that also just posted yesterday. And be sure to like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell here on YouTube. Also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. It all starts at $1 for early uncensored content. And there's a lot more coming there soon. You also get a sneak peek at upcoming merchandise in the Teespring store, which some of which is not going to last forever. So we're going to have very limited, like, you want it, buy it sort of stuff. So
if you want MILF, get on it. Or sorry, ILF.
Yes. Yes, if you want it, because it will not last long.
I'm sure Pugs will be wearing it soon enough on the show.
And for our audio,
wait to rock that shit.
For our audio listeners, teespring.com/stores/flesh-wound-features.
Hell yeah. Uh-huh. All right. And don't forget to follow us across all the social media bullshits, every one of them. We're on Twitch now. Not sure how that works. So come tell us if we're doing it right.
Twitcher with us. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever that shit is. We'll see you N words later. Dan?
Good and Todd. Good night.
I'll shine.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.
My bad, Pugs. Do it again.
Huh? We're out. I'll see you in Disneyland.